You say tomato and I say tomato. British and American pronunciation. Way back in 2015, I wrote a post that touched on some differences between American and British English. Today's post looks specifically at differences in pronunciation. There are, of course, many, some more or less systematic, and some not. I hope that covering some common words will help to raise awareness of issues to look out for. Remember that the Cambridge Dictionary includes audio recordings of every word in both a British and an American accent. Just click on the loudspeaker icons next to the phonetic symbols to hear them. I'll start with some common food words. Probably the most well known is tomato, where Brits pronounce the A to rhyme with car, and Americans to rhyme with may, so tomato for Brits, tomato for Americans. For the common food yogurt, Brits pronounce the O as in dog, while Americans pronounce it as in go, so yogurt for Brits, yogurt for Americans. Brits wanting a tuna sandwich will put a y sound after the T to make chew, while for Americans, the first vowel is an oo, so tuna for Brits, tuna for Americans. When Brits ask for ice cream, they stress the second word. Americans stress the first, ice cream. Perhaps one of the oddest differences in food words to British ears is the pronunciation of herb, where Americans omit the H sound and say herb. These food words illustrate several common types of difference between British and American pronunciation. For example, tomato and yogurt have different vowel sounds. Other common words with vowel differences are leisure, where the EI sounds like the E in leg in British English and the E in C in American English, so leisure and leisure, and vase, which in British English rhymes with the planet Mars, and in American rhymes with lace, so vase and vase. Root rhymes with hoot in British English, but could rhyme with hoot or shout in American English, so root or rout for Americans. The words Tuesday and tune are similar to tuna in having the U sound in British, but not American English. Figure has the opposite. For Brits, it rhymes with bigger, while Americans insert a Y sound after the G, so figure. Differences in stress patterns, as in ice cream, are common. Other useful ones to know include ballet for Brits, ballet for Americans. The noun form of address for Brits, address for Americans. Cafe for Brits, cafe for Americans. And garage for UK, garage for US. I haven't found a food ending in ILE, but this issue is worth highlighting too. In British English, words like fragile, fertile, and missile end with a sound that rhymes with mile, while in American English, the ending is much shorter, like the end of bottle, so fragile, fertile, and missile. It seems appropriate to finish with the letter Z, the last letter of the alphabet, and the only one that Brits pronounce differently from Americans. For Brits, it's pronounced Z to rhyme with bed, while for Americans, it's Z to rhyme with B.